Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 419, Screw Fat Loss, Part 2, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of five podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. That's one of my favorite parts of the show, so definitely keep those questions coming. And don't forget, if you've sent me a question and I haven't answered it yet, I promise I'll get around to it. Just have patience with me. Sometimes I choose to answer questions out of order. Maybe my students asked me something this past week that really applies to a certain question, and so it's fresh in my mind, or maybe I read an article that kind of corresponds to a question you sent. So long story short, keep sending in those questions. I will answer them. Now, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here, definitely check out yesterday's episode first. That's episode 418. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part two of Nia's post as we optimize your life. Screw Fat Loss, Part 2, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. How to break away from the fat loss mindset. It's not uncommon for people to assume that choosing to stop thinking about fat loss every time they stab a fork full of food or load up a barbell means they'll compromise the results they wish to achieve. They assume they can't build a better, stronger, healthier body if thoughts of fat loss don't loom in their mind. If you've been obsessing over fat loss for so long that you can't recall when you weren't always thinking about losing fat, or you've simply never considered reasons for eating well and working out for any reason other than fat loss, then it's time to break away from that mindset. So what should you do instead? I'm glad you asked. 1. What must be done? Focus on the answer to this. Hone your attention on what you must do to achieve results. Schedule 3 strength training workouts per week in your calendar and a 30-minute walk or other body-moving activity the other days of the week. These are actions. Define them clearly and practice them consistently. Checking off actions taken is superior to obsessing over an outcome because you know exactly what must be done to achieve results. Obsession and intent don't produce results, but action does. Furthermore, actions create habits. And sometimes our actions create bad habits, like those developed from a life ruled by the fat loss mindset. That is why we're replacing the habits we don't want with empowering positive habits we do want, those that serve us. 2, revolve workouts and eating habits around a positive, measurable purpose. Working out because you hate the fat on your thighs isn't a positive purpose. Lambasting yourself because of less than ideal food choices isn't productive. Learning how to correctly squat and deadlift and press a barbell is a purpose. Building your strength to see how strong you can truly be is productive and measurable. Improving your performance from last week's workouts is a positive purpose, as is eating foods that satisfy and nourish you. Screw fat loss. Get strong. Be more, not less. Ditching the fat loss mindset in action. Quote, I went from constantly thinking about food and how much or little I could eat, from stressing about what my body fat percentage was and what size pants I could fit into, I started to care about how much weight I could load onto my barbell. I started to care about the fact that I can now do push-ups, and prior to that, I couldn't do one to save my life. I started feeling proud, strong, and energized. And guess what happened when I changed my mindset to being more and not less? I fit into smaller pants. my muffin top faded. My arms became gorgeously toned. End quote. Aaron Kay's Amazon review of Nia Shank's book, Lift Like a Girl, Be More, Not Less. Don't be misled. This isn't about fat loss, even though Aaron lost fat when she said, screw fat loss. It's about what happened when she chose to focus on actions, changing her mindset to focusing on more, and revolving her workouts around a measurable purpose, adding weight to the barbell. Building muscle and shedding fat was simply a side effect. A change in performance and body composition quite often accompanies a preceding change in mindset. I think it's because the process becomes more enjoyable, and when you enjoy something, you're likely to keep doing it. 3. Set yourself up for success. Attempting to follow a diet or workout program that's too strenuous, time-consuming, or rigid is why people often fail to reach their goals. It's why people who go all in on a diet and demanding workout schedule quickly abandon it. It dominated their life. They either do all, I'm not going to miss a workout or cheat on my diet, or do nothing. I cheated on my diet, so I might as well eat whatever I want the rest of the day and weekend. Set yourself up for success. Can you realistically commit to no more than 3 trips to the gym each week because you're a busy person? Then don't vow to go 4 or more. Follow a 3-day-per-week program if that's best for you right now. In addition, work on making sustainable changes to your eating habits. The way you eat and move your body must fit into your life and accommodate your schedule and have built-in flexibility. Don't underestimate this truth. Choose the most important actions, practice them consistently for several months, have a positive and measurable purpose with your workouts, and set yourself up for success. Why, you may be wondering, is this more effective than a typical fat loss obsessed approach most people are accustomed to? Because you can actually feel great about yourself for a start instead of physically and mentally punishing yourself for having fat on your body or for missing a workout or for eating a donut. Because you can have a social life and enjoy your favorite foods with a dose of flexibility and responsibility. Because working out with a positive purpose builds you up instead of tearing you down. Because a crazy diet or quick fix program isn't necessary when you take the time to turn guidelines into sustainable habits. Because what you think affects what you do and what you will become. Screw fat loss. Choose to get strong or choose to become more awesome. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled Screw Fat Loss by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You've heard me say on this show before, focus on the process, not the product or the result. I think Nia would agree with me, because that's really what she's getting at, right? Don't focus so much on the fat loss component. Instead, focus on all of the things you're doing that are going to positively affect every cell in your body. That's going to improve your quality of life, things that are going to improve your self-esteem, your confidence. Because what happens when you do get to that result? Let's say you follow a crash diet and a punishing workout routine to get to the point where you can fit into those pants. Then what happens? Are you going to sustain those behaviors? Are you going to keep doing that punishing routine and following that really restrictive diet? Probably not. That's what we're learning from lots and lots of good research, is that folks will often revert back to their old habits. So why not create something where you focus on the process, you think about every little step and how it's doing so much good for you, and then the results will magically follow. But the trick is to taking that first step. So I love that Nia broke it down and said, set yourself up for success by setting some very specific, small, measurable goals. That's it. You don't need to start by doing anything crazy. Just move one step in the right direction. That's it. Then use that momentum to carry you. And if you focus on the process, you ask yourself, am I still taking steps forward? The result will magically follow. Now, really quickly, if you want to help keep our podcasts alive, if you like what you hear, we have many different ways you can help, both financial and otherwise. Come check out oldpodcast.com/support to see how. Anything listed there would be a great help. And in fact, one of the easiest things you can do right now is share this show with someone. Share this episode with someone. That's it. Forward it on, and that's a huge show of support for us. I thank you in advance for doing that. Now, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you for listening, being a subscriber. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. I will be back here tomorrow for a Q&A episode where I talk about exercise and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.